Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's August 3rd, 2016. The Trump-Clinton battle for the White House is on like nothing we've ever seen in history before. For those of you that don't get it, and I'm talking to the millennials, I'm talking to the college-aged idiots that were never taught what the United States was all about, what your freedoms were all about, where it all came from. I am talking to you. I'm talking to Black Lives Matters, which are basically just a, well, conversion of, or a diversion, and an absolute spinoff of the KKK. You see, it is not a right to go around being offended and destroying other people's lives. It is not a right for you to tell people, get away from me, you're invading my safe space, because you are mentally ill. Mental illness is an agenda. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Everyman Show. And today I want to talk to you about terror. I want to talk to you about terror, whether it's microaggressions, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Pinterest, whatever it is, social media. The internet was evolved. The internet was put in your hands in order to destroy your psyche, in order to wreck your emotional development, in order to docilize you and take you out of the realm of your safe space. The only safe space you ever had was in your mother's womb before you were spat out of her vagina. Do you understand what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Alan Dubosky. I used to be on Facebook. I mess around a little bit on Twitter. You can follow me with my handle is Boing Boing. Yeah, I am Boing Boing at Mr. Bisky. You want to find me on Twitter? You want to see what I'm talking about? Go ahead. Basically, it's a neurological response. It's an absolute response to everything that goes on. It's like an outlet. You see, we have to have an outlet. Some people use sex. Other people find drugs. Yahweh bless the poor, ignorant fentanyl users and heroin users and crack users and meth users and the fools that drink alcohol as if it's some kind of a potion that is going to transform you into a better person, because it feels so good, man. You know, you can have orgasms all day long. Some people die. They gave you Viagra. They give you OxyContin. They give you all the psychotropic drugs you can handle so you can feel good. Well, let me tell you something. You're in the fight of your lives. You should not be sitting around feeling good. You should not be sitting around allowing your children to sit in front of a TV like some mind-swept MK-Ultra Mockingbird victim, watching animated characters tell them how to live. And then they look at human beings and they go, it's scaring me, I don't like it. I didn't give my safe space to the microaggression. I'm so offended. You are being made mentally retarded. Look what's going on in Germany. Look what's going on in Germany. Look what's going on in Germany. The Hitlerian Nazis never quit. 70 years ago, they were brought to the United States to run the same programs on the free and wild and crazy, shoot them up, live them up cowboys here in America. What city is safe? Look at Detroit. Every weekend, 10 to 15, 20 black people shoot each other. They don't know why they're shooting each other. They think, you know what? I don't like the Confederate flag. I'm going to roll myself away from that bar. They use the word nigger in every movie they put out. They're trying to get this on mainstream TV, and they'll tell you, don't you dare say nigger. Don't you say nigger. You can't even call somebody a Negro. Obama says you can't use Negro. You can call me a Caucasian. You can call me a cracker. You can call me a redneck. You can call me a Jew kike. You can call me anything you want. I don't care. I'm laughing in your face because you're not going to trigger my brain. You understand what this does? It divides us. It conquers us. This goes back. I mean, the British, don't you know that Hitler was British? Please look up anything I say here on the Everyman Show. How many British dictionaries have the word nigger in it? There's a country in Africa called Niger, pronounced nigger. And I'm sorry if I offend you. Please do not come and blow my brains out. Although if you do, you will probably make me, well, a lot safer than I'm going to be. Who knows what they're going to do with these radical Islamists as they run around and deny Islamic terror on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. It doesn't matter. ABC was and CBS. Do you understand this all came from Nazi Germany? Do you understand that television came from Nazi Germany? Do you understand that the Germans produced the most technological advances in society ever in the history of the human race? 80 years ago, Rockefeller, Rothschild, J.P. Morgan, Ford Foundation, Carnegie, you name it, they developed Margaret Sanger. They developed Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the son of the founder of Planned Parenthood. The government is an endless, maniacal killing machine, a murder cult. The government is not there to protect you. The government is there to extract your energy and take away your wealth and make sure that you serve them. No war in history, not one damn war in history. For the, excuse me, I'm going to go back 150 years to the Civil War. You know the 50-year paradigm shifts I talked about 3 years ago? Do you know the 50-year paradigm shifts that have been going on for the last 1,000 years that the Jesuit runs, their depopulation programs? Do you know what Rockefeller and Kissinger did? You know why you're eating GMO? Do you know why you have, well, let's just put it this way. Do you understand why your food at a DNA level is killing you and giving you cancer? You know why I have bladder cancer now? Because they sprayed my property with Roundup right on my well and I drank it for a month. Who knows? They do it again. Now you got neonicotinoids. Now you've got nicotine-based pesticides in your food. But don't smoke a cigarette. By God, it could give you cancer. Don't smoke a cigarette. It's going to give you a stroke, you stupid asshat moron. You uneducated, docilized dropout. And I'm talking to PhDs out there. I'm talking to people who spent 200 grand to the worst educators on the face of the earth. Yale, Harvard, Columbia, Brown, Mellon University, Baltimore University. I'm talking about all the colleges. They destroyed your ability to learn the truth in 1921. Because Rockefeller was that goddamn powerful. That motherfucking cabal of motherfucking genius human social engineers. Go listen to Phil Valentine. Listen to Farrakhan. Pay attention to what these men are telling people. What black man doesn't grow up on sweet potatoes knowing that it is God's food? What Irishman didn't grow up on potatoes knowing that it kept him alive during the famine while the British crown was going around murdering brown people in South America and Africa and India? Well, now they want to use Islamic terror. People that were walking around one day praising Allah, praying five times a day on their knees, making bread for their neighbors in their little ovens, not bothering a damn soul. Here comes Rockefeller, here comes Bush, here comes Tony Blair and Cameron and the royals and the NATO idiots. Now France is killing their own people in Brussels. Can you believe that Brussels runs the EU and they got these 5 million Islamic freaks running around demanding your daughter's sexual attention? Oh, well, I was sexually deprived. I haven't had sex in 30 days, so I grabbed a 12-year-old and drug her into the bathroom and raped her. And they say, well, we need to show tolerance. Tolerance would be a 9-millimeter bullet to the skull or a frickin' ice pick to the spine. That would be tolerance. Send them off to a 72 virgin. 72 raisins. I don't know. Give them 72 acorns. Sickness, ladies and gentlemen. Mental sickness. Tolerance of any occult, of any aggressive, murdering, crazy bunch of freaks from 700 AD or from 400 AD. I don't care if it's the Jesuit. I don't care if it's the Talmud Jews and the Zionists, the Khazarian Zionists, which is exactly what Rockefeller is, which is exactly what Kissinger is, which is exactly what the CFR is, which is exactly what Rothschilds is. I don't give a shit. You meet aggression with aggression, and you take them the fuck out of this world. And to all the vets, to all the sweet, sweet men who gave their lives for a country that doesn't give a jack shit about you, Yahweh bless you all. Yahweh bless you all, bless your families, bless your poor grandfather from World War I, your great-grandfather from the Civil War, bless your father from World War II and the Korean War and Vietnam and all the bullshit that the bankers sent them off to their death for, which was basically to steal the lands throughout the planet. It had nothing to do with aggression. It had everything to do with removing their governments, removing their culture, wiping them out as a species. You think the Japanese don't understand what they're doing? You think Putin doesn't know what they're doing? You think that Ban Ki-moon and the UN doesn't know what they're doing? I'm telling you what they've done. I just got done reading Seeds of Destruction. I'm getting ready to pick up America's Nazi Secrets and read it again of how they took Enron money to give you 9/11. And they had the Gulf War to get Saddam Hussein out of there. You know why they did that? They did that because he told the New World Order, screw you, I'm taking Euro petro dollars. America can go suck an egg. And Bush had him attacked. Do you understand what happens when an oligarchy, when a maniacal empire, a.k.a. United States Pentagon DARPA-run UN-controlled freaks, wage war on the planet's population? They want 95% of humanity wiped out. That's right. While they run GMO and they run glyphosate and they run neonicotinoid pesticides and they run chemtrails and they vaccinate your children 40 times at birth, you got 1 in 50 boys born with autism, you got cancer and frickin' diabetes and every organ in your body being utter assault with every mouthful of food, they tell you they're doing it for the planet. They're liars. They're just outright 95 and 106-year-old murder-kill maniac freaks that don't have a working brain cell in their fucking head. You've heard me tell you how DARPA put out $25 million in L.A. to probably, I'm sure it was Dr. Dre, I'm sure it was Jay-Z, I'm sure it was Run DMC, I'm sure it was the rest of the gangster rappers, Suge Knight and all the rest of them. Remember Suge Knight? One day he was on TV and last year he's gone. We don't hear a word. He ran over a couple of guys because they came to kill him. Every day these guys know that somebody from the CIA or the FBI and some wind-up toy is going to show up on their doorstep or at their concert with an Uzi or an AK-47 or an AR-50 and kill them. Then Obama's going to go, look, I get the guns out of him and kill them. You have a maniac in the White House right now. You have a belligerent, nasty community organizer from Chicago, from the pits of hell. I'm Emanuel decided, you know, elections are fraud, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the boys. Look at these kids that had to be drug off the black sites in Detroit. I'm telling you right now that the Everyman Show is the only show you're going to hear all this on in one fell swoop in 30 minutes. I'm the guy out here. Yeah, I listen to Alex Jones. Yeah, I listen to Michael Savage. Yeah, I listen to Tom Mars, rest in peace. Jim Mars, whatever. I've heard all the talkers. Half of these sons of bitches are paid for with NPR funds. $500 million a year buys a whole lot of blah blah. Blah blah. Yes, I know. The blah 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 blah. It can be blah blah. The Opium and Anthony Show. The blah 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 blah. Oh, and. Wake up. Look at what happened at the DNC. 20,000 emails. Look at the snapperhead herself, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, drug out. She should have been tarred and feathered, but she wasn't. You know what happened? They gave her a job. Hillary Clinton gave her a job now. You think Hillary Clinton will ever see a day in jail? Hell no. I guarantee you the Clintons will commit suicide before they ever allow themselves to be locked up. And old Chelsea Clinton, man, I'm going to tell you what, they put her under the knife and gave her a real pretty face, didn't they? Yeah, Webster Hubble's daughter. Barbara Bush is Aleister Crowley's illegitimate daughter. The Bush's real name is Scherf. Lincoln's real name was Springsteen. Roosevelt's real name was Rosenfeld. You think they don't work for the goddamn banking cartel that runs the planet? Why is the IMF in control of the United States and has been since 1920? You really believe that your money in the bank is safe? Your money in the bank is never, ever safe. The United States is now a corporation. We've been bankrupt since 1930. You understand what I'm telling you? Do you really freaking believe you had a prayer? For those of you out there that go to work every day, you're sucking down a big fat pot of coffee every morning. People go around bragging, oh, man, I drink a pot of coffee every day for the last 15 years. Aspartame, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the amount of that unbelievable. Hey, let me tell you something. Did you know that that stuff came out of World War II? Did you know that all of these things were WMDs before they even called them WMDs? The same damn company that makes mustard gas is feeding your children. Yeah, that's where Roundup came from. Yeah, man, get yourself some glyphosate. All right. It's not funny. It's not cute. It's a goddamn disaster. You know, I've listened to Alex Jones for the last 7 years. I don't know, maybe seven, maybe less. Who cares? Every show, it's the same shit. A rant, a spew, a philosophical rundown of why we should be paying attention to Alex Jones. You need to be paying attention to your children. You need to get your children the hell out of government schools. You better understand that the United States has been captured and is being called and is under 100% attack by psych warfare asymmetrical maniacs from DARPA and the Pentagon working for the New World Order to bring in one world government, and they need to erase Americans or put us all in FEMA camps so we can be re-educated of why we shouldn't produce anything. Why you should only eat these five things. Because your shit needs to go into the fields to cultivate your next meal. Let me tell you something right now. Go watch the movie Soylent Green. Have you seen this new program now, Wayward Pines? Have you seen all the zombie movies? Are you watching The Walking Dead? Do you understand what EMF can do to your brain in a flat minute if they turn it on? Do you know what an EMP is? Do you understand what they're going to do to the electrical grid? Do you know that the sun is blank right now? Do you know there are no sunspots? Do you know that we're in a 30,000-year decline in temperature because we're going into global cooling? I wrote a song today called Three Beers and Six Cigarettes. Mm-hmm. They're going to spray you with neonicotinoid pesticides, the most deadly chemical on earth. You boil a box of cigars and take one tablespoon of the liquid off the top of that water, you got the most deadly tablespoon full of shit you've ever seen in your life. One drop will drop a 200-pound man in 2 minutes with a heart attack. E. Gordon Liddy said that one day. I was sitting in my driveway. It was 2000. No, it was 1999. I'm sorry. Well, maybe it's 2000. I don't give a shit. And he told that to people on air, and he was gone in a flash. Just like the Grease Man when he said that, you know, when they drug that guy behind that truck and his head popped off in Texas and they put him in jail and it was Martin Luther King's birthday. He said, well, maybe every time a black man is murdered, we ought to have a holiday. That would be great. We'd have the whole year off. Then he was off the air, DC 101. I'll never forget it. I was driving down Colesville Road in Silver Spring going to do a kitchen. I used to be a contractor. I had a couple of bucks. I made some money. I got into the groove. I was getting real estate. I said, my ancestors would be so proud of me that I have developed $1 million worth of wealth. I'm writing checks to the government for $10,000. My last one was $18,000. They'd be so proud of me. Man, who writes out a check to the IRS for $18,000, which is what the Congress people are required to get in their little telesales room in that building across from the House of Congress. Yeah, these people are telemarketing for $18,000 a day, 7 hours a day. Sometimes it only takes them an hour. And then they get to go have cocktails. Yeah, they're going to pull out their flask and have a swig of whiskey and tell their friends, I made my money that day. I'm going to take a bath. Put on a new tie. Remember how they put Traficant in prison? Look what they did to McDonald in Virginia. Look who we've got in Virginia right now as the governor. You got Larry Hogan running around telling people how great he is because he lowered the toll on the Bay Bridge for $2. The man had Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup and glyphosate because I guess he owns a lot of farms and real estate. We got the first lady out here. Why isn't the Korean first lady addressing the people of Maryland every day about jobs? Because all the jobs are in South Korea. All the jobs are in China. All the jobs are in Taiwan. And all the jobs are out there in the little slave-running factories in Asia. You've got Grumman moving to, is it Grumman or, Northrop Grumman, I believe. They want to move to Mexico. Carrier moved to Mexico. All the jobs are in Mexico, and the Mexicans are coming here to go to work. What the hell is wrong with that? And every story I'm reading is the cartels are bringing in more drugs, more drugs, more drugs, more heroin. They've got the most potent black tar heroin coming across the border every day that you can imagine. CIA runs the dope, people. The Bushes are the biggest heroin movers on the planet. Warren Buffett is their money guy. Wall Street launders the cartel cash. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, 2009. They were busted for 2008. I'm only doing the Everyman show today because I wanted to put it out there. I wanted to talk about seeds of destruction and GMO giving you cancer. I want to talk about fast bullets and cultural changes, Bill Clinton, 1993, and Al Gore. I want to talk about black box voting and George Soros putting in maniacs in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama. Obama, that's his name. O-B-A-M-A-O. Obama, because he's a killer. He's a destroyer. He's not a unifier. He's a killer. Yahweh bless the black man who has no education, for he knows not the evil that comes him along. Come on, brother. Take this gun out there and kill somebody. They're talking about troops. They're talking about American veterans coming home in the name of ISIS shooting cops in the street. It's bullshit. It's about Loretta Lynch's Safe Cities initiative to bring the UN coming door to door to take your guns, and they're going to rape your daughter in the bathroom on the way out. Look at the UN. Look at this guy who just busted himself in the head with a barbell. And now they got this guy for the Hillary Clinton emails, the guy that ran the programs for her. He was doing an investigation. He was talking to the feds. Boom! He's dead. Bruises on his hands. Bruises on his legs. They said it was a robbery. Nothing in the news. Nothing in the news. Nothing in the news. But you just keep on Twittering, and you just keep on Facebooking, and you keep on talking about 9/11, and you just keep talking about GMOs, and you just keep talking about Monsanto and Syngenta. Don't read anything. Don't go to globalresearch.canada. Don't go to the Canadian Free Press. Go to a site called Blue Lives Matter and look at what's happening on a daily basis. They just fired another sergeant in Georgia because she flew a Confederate flag. Do you know what the Confederate flag meant to black people? The same as it did to white people. When they were released from the farms and given freedom, they said, well, I don't know where I'm going to go. Where am I going to go now? I don't want to be free. I want to stay here on the plantation and work like I've been doing for the last 20 years. My family's here. My wife is here. My children live in these little houses over here. We're happy. They went to the island in Georgia, 250,000 of them. They were supposed to get on the boat. Lincoln was sending them back to Africa. Lincoln wasn't freeing them. He got his brains blown out by the bankers because they didn't want them gone. They wanted to keep them here and keep them enslaved, so they brought them to the north. While the South was going to secede from the north because they were powerful, they said, oh, no, you don't. You see, Rockefeller was a very powerful man by the time the Civil War came about. He was the oil man. He was Standard Oil. He had oil in your veins. He had oil in your gut. He was using oil. He sold oil as a cancer preventative. Look it up. Called Flick. And if you don't understand what NSSM 200 is, if you don't understand what eugenics and genocide and the world you're living in right now, if you don't know what Islamic terror is being used for, if 1% of 60,000 Syrians or Wahhabists or who cares where they come from have been uprooted from their situation in their homeland, and that 1% of 5 million, 50,000 people decide to don suicide vests and just happen to find guns under a park bench in a bag, they're going to kill people until they are killed. This is the work of the New World Order. This is the work of NATO. This is the work of Brussels. This is the work of Merkel. This is the work of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Do you understand? This is Rothschilds, Rockefeller, IMF, BIS, international bankers taking control of the planet's people in order to call us in for murder and endgame. I don't care if it's Agenda 21 or Project 2030 or Project 20, whatever it is. Do something. Warn your children. Bring them up peaceful, strong, but make sure they know how to defend themselves. Make sure they know the difference between poison and reality. This has been the Everyman Show. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.